Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
All nined up with the USA colors.
I like
that.
That'll
be great.
What did he say? Strict RWB policy for the dress code.
USA, USA.
Okay.
I can keep it up for a little bit.
The show goes only till 9.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Welcome home. How about that sound? Harley Davidson's now annual homecoming event gets underway officially later today, but events start already this morning. I was already meeting riders from all over the country and the world who are already pulling into the Harley Davidson Museum earlier this week.
My name is Chiara. I come from Italy, Florence, and I am Harley Davidson biker.
That's Kira and her husband, yes, in town from Italy.
So, that's my favorite part about these Harley stories. Yes. They come from everywhere.
And one of their favorite things, she's here with her husband, one of their favorite things is people really want to talk to them. And so they're out and about and they're like, yeah, people want to take pictures with us and stuff and on the jackets and all that. So going to hear a lot more from them a little bit later in the show. And we're also going to tell you if you're interested in the Harley Davidson festivities, but you're not a rider. You don't have a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
How welcome you are at so many of these events. Some of them are even free. So we'll detail some of the things that you can check out and see a little bit later in the program. Want to go live right now? Oh, do you want to play the music?
But first.
Eric's looking at me. At 8:13 on Wisconsin's Morning News, want to go live to Paris, France. Opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games tomorrow. And we're connecting with some folks from Mequon who are there right now. Russell Craze is with us this morning. Hear me okay, Russell?
Yeah, I can hear you. I forget that it's morning there.
I don't know why I felt the need to shout just now. We have a phone connection. But you're all the way over in Europe. So tell me what y'all are doing there.
Well, we tried to stop at a little bakery and have a little croissant and sit in the park, but the street cleaners were spraying water right where we tried to sit, and as we were trying to decide if we should move or not, they just full-on sprayed some lady on the bench. So they're full-on prepping for the Olympics, cleaning the city, sweeping the streets. It's, everybody is pretty excited here.
So what is this trip about? Is this like a bucket list trip? You're going to go to the opening ceremony, see some of the events. Tell us about the motivation for being there this week.
Sure. Well, my wife, Megan, she has always loved the Olympics. And when she saw that they were going to be in Paris and she had a chance to register pretty early for the lottery to buy tickets early on, and she won the chance to purchase tickets. And so she looked at me and said, I think we have to do this. So here we are. That was about a year and a half ago. So it has felt like a long time from now for over a year, but it's here now. Here we are in France.
So you got the opening ceremonies you're going to. Are you going to any other events?
Yeah, we have tickets to 7 different events. Some we are more familiar with than others. Megan and I were trying to figure out, what do you call a goal in rugby? How do you score in handball? So we'll be learning some, but we have a couple matches to football, and we're going to swimming and tennis. So we'll have a pretty full slate in Paris, and then in a little more than a week, we're going to take a train to Marseille, and we'll see some more soccer.
And so is it all Olympics, Russell? I mean, you are there in the City of Lights, right? And there's a lot to do and see.
Is there a lot to do, though, like during the Olympics?
That's an interesting question. Is, like, other stuff open, or are they kind of locked down?
Oh, my gosh. When we got here, everything has been geared towards the Olympics. There are three separate apps that all like talk to each other and are really super helpful in getting around and getting to stuff. And it just has, they have done an incredible job making it, the whole city ready for this. It's all open, as far as I can tell so far. And I'm sure we'll have a couple opportunities to get some good food. We have a walking tour scheduled, but most of the activities for us here are centered around the games.
So we heard that part of the opening ceremonies is like outside on the River Seine, and there's boats with athletes on it. Where are you guys seated?
So we there's a full parade of boats coming down the Seine. They literally are floats, so like a parade. So they will end at the stadium. We're not going into the stadium for the actual like marching in of the athletes, but we'll probably find a spot along the Seine River as we watch all the different countries come by with their athletes on their floats.
Talking with Russell Craze, he's from Mequon. He and his wife are there in Paris, France right now. He's live with us just ahead of the Olympic Games.
Is there security everywhere? Like around here for the RNC in Milwaukee, there are barricades up. There was security. It was hard to get around. What are you seeing?
So we got here to Paris this morning. It was about 9:30 when we landed. And so after the jet lag realization set in that we're going to be tired. We've made it straight from the airport to we're staying at an Airbnb. So we haven't even been down to where the like.
Okay.
I mean the events are spread throughout the city. As we took the train, the metro trains had all of the marks, like all of the competition sites. They were all marked at which stop you should get off at, and it links directly to the. In your app, it tells you like where, what train to take and what stop to get off at. So it's spread pretty far across the city. So I expect there will be a lot more security when we're at official Olympic events. But just out and about, it's looks like a pretty normal city. Pretty well, exciting here.
Say hey to Giannis and to LeBron James if you see them.
I wore my Bucks pullover on the plane, so I ran into him. I could at least give a hometown shout-out.
You know what, man? I was going to ask you, last thing for you here, and I'll let you get back to the trip of a lifetime here, Russell. How crazy American are y'all going to be? Like, are you stars and stripes every day, go USA, or are you just there to chill?
Well, I wore green and blue on the plane, and my wife's disapproving glare as I came down to the van was evident because she has implemented a strict red, white, and blue dress code for the entire time. So she has a very beautiful red and white striped dress and her a little blue bracelet. So definitely we're cheering for the USA. And she for sure is representing. And I have a few things too. So it'll be obvious who we're cheering for.
Well, phenomenal. I hope it is truly the trip of a lifetime. Really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News. Send pictures. Love to put them up on the website.
Sure thing. All right. Thanks, Vince.
All right. Take care, man. That's Russell Craze. He and his wife there, as you heard, in Paris, France, live with us on Wisconsin's
Fantastic.
Morning News today. How's that for a live shot, Ian?
There you go. All nined up with the USA colors.
I like that.
That'll be great.
What did he say? Strict RWB policy for the dress code.
USA. USA.
Okay.
I keep it up for a little bit.
The show goes only till 9. WTMJ Forecast is sponsored by Dave Drakamp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. We got a lot of folks in town. You got the Air and Water Show officially kicking off Friday, Saturday, but you'll see the fighter jets buzzing around town today as they get set. And then, of course, Harley-Davidson Homecoming. Mostly sunny skies today, high of 76 degrees, clear tonight, 61. Mostly sunny on Friday, 79. Saturday's high, 83 under mostly sunny skies. So I was telling you before about these folks I ran into from Italy who are here in town for Harley-Davidson's homecoming event.
Yeah.
Hear a little bit more from Kira about the trip that she and her husband are on here in Milwaukee. Today, official opening ceremony at the Juno Avenue headquarters. That's at 4 p.m. You can visit their new patio in that public square what do they call it, Davidson Park, right, is open today. You can tour the headquarters building as well. The powertrain operations at Pilgrim Road are open. That's up by Menominee Falls. Tours and events beginning at 9 o'clock this morning. I think for the 100th, if I'm remembering correctly, I visited along with some folks who were in town. They're like, this is where they make the engine. It's the heart of my motorcycle. We know the whole thing is not fully built here anymore, but like, I want to see where the engines come from. The heart of my bike is right here. And so it's really fascinating if you haven't been. Those tours begin at 9 o'clock this morning. You do need tickets for some of these events. So before you head out anywhere, good idea to check the homecoming website for information on that. Most of them are fairly affordable. I think the tours are like $15.
Okay, that's not bad.
So, but you do have to have a ticket. You can walk around the museum grounds just off of 6th Street in the Menominee Valley for free. Entry to the museum is a separate ticket, but if you just want to kind of hang out, you can do that for free. Also free music today, starting at 6 p.m. A couple of warm-up bands in the Harley-Davidson Museum grounds. Welcome Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He's the big name on stage tonight. And already folks were gathering. So the museum is a really good gathering point. You have a lot of stuff going on at Veterans Park.
It's got to be one of the first places people go when they get here, right?
It seemed like it. And I saw license plates from all over the country, from around the world. There was a license plate from Ontario, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Massachusetts, all license plates that I saw. They're just parked in the lot, folks walking around. And I ran into these folks from Italy. Kiara and her husband are here. So excited to be here. Other riders are excited to see them.
And the city, because it's very, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. The lake, Michigan, everything is very, I like it.
When you meet other riders from here in America, they must be so impressed that you've come here for this event.
Yeah. Yeah, also the equipment of Harley-Davidson, take me a photo. It's very, very great.
I love that. She
apologized.
She apologized for her English. I don't speak very good English. I'm like, really? We're doing pretty well here. So she was super, super cool to talk to. They are very popular. As she said, people want to take pictures with them. Greg Pancake Hill has some of those photos he can put up on the live stream right now. And took a bunch of pictures, and she even posed for a picture. I'm like, can I take your picture? So you want me to take? And I'm like, no, I want to take a picture of you two, and I want to use it on our thing. She was asking, how can I listen to this on the radio? What I love most about being at these events, and I've told you before, I don't ride. And one day I'd like to learn, like to do that, but it's just not room in the life right now
for that.
But I know so many riders. Some are really good friends. What I love about going to these events, even as a non-rider, is everyone is welcome. And this community of riders loves to commune. It's what they do. They love to be with each other. They love to bring in people.
Right.
They are open to your questions. If you want to know about their bikes, everybody's showing their stuff off. And for many, it'll be their first time coming here to Milwaukee where their bikes were born.
So how does it feel to be in the birthplace of these bikes that you're so passionate about?
I feel enthusiastic and great for this family, because this is a big family, Harley-Davidson, and so I'm very enthusiastic.
There is the family that are all the riders, and then there's the family, the Davidsons, who are still very involved in the company. Ran into Bill Davidson.
Oh, you did?
Down there yesterday.
Did you say hello?
He was here on his way to something. I'm like, hey, man, just how you feeling? You feel good? Like, it's going to be a huge few days for him. Willie G. Davidson, his dad, will be honored at a number of events throughout the area. Yep. They're going to celebrate him and his legacy as well. Another thing he told me that I really liked, he said he had heard, and the Harley-Davidson Museum and some of the properties there did really well with the Republican National Convention. They had a number of events booked. Some of the delegations had parties there.
Cool.
But, you know, Bill said, I heard, you know, some of the other restaurants didn't see that walk-around crowd. He goes, our group here, they're the opposite of that. They want to go to everything. So he's really hopeful that the riders will get out and around in Milwaukee and throughout Southeast Wisconsin, spend a whole bunch of money and help those folks this week. Little concern for Kiara and her husband, though, because after this, they didn't bring their bikes over from Italy.
And sometimes they do that. Like yes. People will ship them over.
I've met international riders. I met these folks from Germany at one of the homecomings, and they had brought their bikes over with them. They didn't do that, but they have acquired some bikes, some rentals that they are going to use to ride west after the homecoming.
And after, we go to Sturgis.
That's going to be a pretty good time, let me tell you.
So
Sturgis.
I didn't tell her much more. I'm not sure how much they know about Sturgis.
That'll be fine.
It will be.
Is it tamer than it used to be?
I've heard that from riders.
Okay.
That it's a little bit tamer than it used to be, but there are still the original elements, which are not for everyone. But so I'm anxious for them to enjoy their time here. But we welcome them. Welcome everybody in town here for Harley-Davidson Homecoming 2020. Boeing finalizing a plea deal with the Justice Department. News Nation's Nick Smith reporting the company is pleading guilty to misleading the FAA in its evaluation of the 737 MAX jet and will pay a nearly $250 million fine.
The aerospace firm will also be on probation for 3 years and invest $455 million into compliance, quality, and safety programs. The deal still needs approval from a federal judge.
DOJ also said Boeing allowed risky work to take place within its factories and did not keep accurate and complete records.
Meanwhile, there are big changes on the way for Southwest, Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport's most utilized airline. CBS correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
They are moving away from one of their trademark features. Their open boarding process is going to become a thing of the past. Southwest announcing today they are moving to assigned seating. After doing research, the airline found 80% of its own customers preferred a seat assignment. And the number one reason for people to leave Southwest Airlines to fly somebody else was a seat assignment.
Southwest says the changes are being implemented after customer surveys and low earnings.
How many times have I told you that? That's the one thing I don't like about Southwest. It's the Forrest Gump boarding.
Yep.
Can't sit here. Seat's taken. Right?
They actually tell you that you can't. You can sit wherever you want, provided there's no one sitting there.
Yeah, but you're walking down the aisle and the look of like, okay, I'm like late to board, and which middle seat do I want to take? And does it look like I'm trying to take a particular middle seat? I'm trying to avoid this person. Tell me where to sit.
You're worried about offending the person who wants you to sit next to them.
I don't know, right? Like, oh, what? No good.
What's wrong with me?
Or if you're already in the seat, you just do the look away. Do you make eye contact? Like, tell me where to sit, man. As we indicated, don't be startled. Should see some fighter jets buzzing the skies over Milwaukee and the immediate suburbs today as the Milwaukee Air and Water Show is this weekend. Air Force Thunderbirds featured performing group. They fly Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. You'll see them, you'll hear them, you'll feel them buzzing around. If you're just out for a walk or you're in the yard, I mean, we live nearby the airport in Greendale.
You got the motorcycles on the ground and you got the planes in the air.
No kidding. So that can be jarring. That's going to start happening today and tomorrow as they get set for the weekend air shows. Meanwhile, EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh rolling on today. Kind of an interesting perspective. I brought my 17-year-old son, Max Vetrano, with me. And I told him, I'm like, bump around on the website before we go up there. We went earlier this week and tell me what you want to see. Because I've been to EAA how many times, right? So I wanted to look at it through young eyes.
Sure.
And something that caught him was he goes, what's home built? I'm like, oh, okay, you're going to like this kid. I'm like, it's people who build their own airplanes. He goes, you can do that? Like, what do you mean they build their own airplanes? I'm like, well, it can be anything. I mean, some of these are ultralights, which are, I mean, it's like a lawnmower engine with a wing and a tail, right? We saw a couple of those. He's like, where even does someone sit? I'm like, that flew here, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then some are actual, like, full-on aircraft. I mean, multiple seats, full engine, you know, the whole deal that folks build themselves. And so I took him over to the special section there at EAA where a lot of these planes are parked, met up with a guy from the West Coast. His name is Dave Nason, no relation to Fix-It Show guy David Nason.
Not all aircraft in the home built section are created equal. This is no ultralight.
No. It's all wood too.
What gave you the impression that you could build an airplane?
Oh, well, I've always growing up, we always were building. We've always done this, and no reason why you can't. Everybody's got to build something, and none of it came out of a can.
Wait, he kind of acted like it was no big deal. Like, yeah, I always build stuff. Like,
it's different than something from IKEA that you're going to put in your room.
Right? What have you built?
Something from IKEA.
Yes, right. I put together some furniture. We did Pinewood Derby. I mean,
yeah, Pinewood Derby. That's the closest.
We did that boat or whatever for the regatta. Yeah. Like, that's about it. This guy built an airplane. And Greg's got some pictures. Our producer Greg has pictures up on the, if you're following us on the live stream right
that's
now.
Gorgeous.
It's a beautiful plane, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Does that look like something a guy built in his basement?
That paint job alone.
Right. So Dave built this plane himself. It's an Italian design. It's a single-engine aircraft, two-seater, and he used instructions and a kit. Took him 5 years to build.
On the instructions, you get to, well, I guess we're done with those pages. No, you just keep going until it's all done. You don't really know you're close until you're done. You finally got it all together, and now it's time to go. Now it's time to fly it.
Tell me about that first flight. What was that like for you?
It was interesting because I flew in the Air Force, and when I was going to fly this, I was getting all nervous. I said, well, they let you fly jets with you no time in the service. Go home and fly the dumb thing. So I did.
All right.
So I did. He said he's never seen it airborne from the ground. He's the only one who's ever flown it. And he would like to keep it that way. Happy to take folks for a ride. I mean, that's hard to do right now. It's kind of locked down. And
sure,
they're right at Whitman Regional Airport. But he said he's taking all kinds of folks for rides and really enjoys it. If you have questions about this, if you just want to talk about it, anybody standing next to their airplane wants to tell you all about it. They are super proud and happy to have that conversation. So it's worth a visit if you get up there to EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. 18 and under, get in free, and the gates open every day at 7 a.m.
We have new virtual baseball.
Yeah, next. Got a pair of tickets to give away.
I need a player. 855-616-1620. Caller number 7. On the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620, plays virtual baseball next.
This is your chance to be a professional baseball player.
People still don't recognize us.
For 5 minutes. Virtually, of course.
We're contenders now.
Welcome to virtual baseball on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Play ball!
Virtual baseball is sponsored by Siding Unlimited. It's siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing guaranteed. Visit SidingUnlimited.com. Got a pair of Brewers tickets on the line.
That's right.
For our participant today, our player, Ed from Mayville, is on the line with us. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Eric's going to explain the rules here.
Here we go. You will play against Vince. Ed, you will each select 3 highlights from the same list of 20. Your score is determined by the number of runs in the highlight. So if it's a 2-run home run, that's 2 runs for you. There aren't any ghost runners or anything like that. If it's a single and it doesn't score any runs, that means no runs for you. You can either go first or you can go second. Which would you choose?
I'll go second.
All right, so you are the home
Ed's
team.
The home
that
team.
Means Vince is going to try to strike out 3 times because he wants you to win.
I do want you to win. All right, I'll take cut number 13.
Number 13 today. All right, number 13 is Bryce Terang.
1-2, line drive back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Trotting home is Bowers. Bryce Terang delivers an RBI single.
There you go.
Okay, 1 run. That's fine. That's no problem, Ed. I'll take cut 14 then.
Number 14 is Sal Frelick.
2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging.
All right. Okay. So nothing there.
All right. And I'll take number 15. 13, 14, 15 here.
Jackson Cheerio.
1-2. Ground ball inside the bag at first and into right field. Frelick motoring around third. He will score. Sanchez being waved home. The ball gets away from Adele in right.
Uh-oh.
Sanchez will score. And Cheerio chugging around third. Here's the play at the plate. He's safe. Jackson Cheerio accounts for 3.
Oof.
And the Brewers lead it 5-0.
All right, Vince up 4-0, but that's not insurmountable, Ed.
Right, they do hit a lot of grand slams this year,
we do have grand slams in here.
All right, you're up now.
All right, I'll go with.
Are you thinking, or did we lose you?
I'll go with 6.
Okay, number 6 it is, Garrett Mitchell.
Swing and a miss. And Mitchell is gone, and this one is over.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, next one.
10.
Number 10 today is Jackson Cheerio.
A one. Hanging, breaking ball. Drilled out to left. Back on it goes for Dugo, and he makes the catch in front of the wall. Just a little bit.
I thought that was gone. All right. Now,
not a good start.
What's our score here?
It's 4-0.
Four, okay.
So you need a grand slam here. There How many grand slams do you think are in there?
There's at least two that I know of.
All right. Then we'll go with two.
We need it. Come on. Let's go here. Willie Adames.
Pitch to Willie. Fly ball deep left center. What a shot from Adames. Another one. A four-hit game for Willie Adames. And he caps a monster afternoon with a two-run blast.
It was only two runs. I'm sorry, you are not the winner today. The winner today is actually Vince Vitrano.
I can't get the tickets.
Boo.
That's not cool. I didn't mean to win, Ed. It was an accident.
Hey, not a problem.
Thanks for playing, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
And don't forget, tomorrow night is Yacht Night, Yacht Rock Night.
Yacht Rock Night. Yes. Captain's hat available for the special package.
Can't believe you won. You took the tickets away from him.
They're going to play that sleepy music all night over there.
It's going to be awesome.
Delicious. And if they, I don't win, it's a shame.
This was a bit of an issue for us last night, a bigger issue tonight, though. When the rain came in, the bugs moved their way into our booth. First pitch to Joey is low, and it's 1-0, and I mean a lot of them. We turned all the lights off in here so it wouldn't attract them, so it went next door to Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer's booth. Because they kept the lights on. In fact, I just looked over in between innings, and Pat was like washing his arms with hand sanitizer because bugs are just all over you up here in the booth. We will absolutely swallow bugs tonight while we're on the air. It'll happen.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Let me take you through the weekend. 76 degrees, your high today for mid-July, mid to late July, 76.
A little cool for you?
Yeah, a little bit. Mostly sunny skies, clear tonight, 61 below. Mostly sunny on Friday, high back up to 79. Saturday, high of 83 under mostly sunny skies. And Sunday, a little bit more humid, more July-like weather, high of 87 with a chance in the afternoon of some thunderstorms. And it's important. Like, we got a lot of stuff happening. Fighter jets buzzing around already today. Aaron Waters show Saturday, Sunday. Harley Davidson homecoming officially underway today. A lot of motorcycles. German Fest tomorrow.
The McKinley Park. Yeah.
Racine County Fair. Haven't mentioned much of that.
Brewers game.
Brewers back home. Week.
Yeah, they start Friday night.
Tomorrow, the list of things that aren't happening. It's shorter. 8:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News, WTMJ. Political Power Hour is up next.